At Lowe's, get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, members get free delivery, install, and more when you spend $2,500 on select major appliances. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 2/25 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. Excludes Massachusetts, Maryland, Wisconsin, New Jersey, Florida. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on East 17th Avenue in Hutchinson.
The president asserts the extraordinary power to unilaterally impose tariffs of unlimited amount, duration, and scope. In light of the breadth, history, and constitutional context of that asserted authority, he must identify clear congressional authorization to exercise it, meaning if he wants to do it, he's got to show that Congress has allowed him to do it. But they say IEEPA, this emergency powers law, contains no reference to tariffs or duties. The government points to no statute in which Congress used the word regulate to authorize taxation. And until now, no president has ever read IEEPA to confer such powers. We claim no special competence in matters of economics or foreign affairs, but we claim only, as we must, the limited role assigned to us by Article 3 of the Constitution. Fulfilling that role, we hold that IEEPA does not authorize the president to impose tariffs. We'll keep reading. That is the first blush, authored by the Chief Justice John Roberts.
So this is the latest with the Supreme Court ruling on POTUS's tariffs. I mean, essentially what they're arguing is that they're essentially arguing that he used the wrong statute in order to affect this. And so, you know, what I'm hearing is, so there's a right. So we'll just go back and use the correct statute. Yeah. I mean, that's kind of how I look at it. It was a 6-3, and they were saying that POTUS's tariffs were not legal. Now, Kavanaugh, Thomas, and Alito dissented with this, and I've been reading this. This has been this morning. So it's the statute that they were talking about. They were saying that when he was filling out the form, he used the wrong statute. And I think I don't know if he was advised that way or what. And that's one of the things we're going to look at today. But the Supreme Court stopped the tariff. And there's a lot of money on the line for this. The decision penned by Chief Justice John Roberts, they said that it was under the International Emergency Economic Powers Act of 1977, and that POTUS did not have the authority to do that, to invoke it. And so and this has to do with tariffs that affected Mexico and Canada and China and all this other stuff, all of those tariffs that were affected. So there's how many billions? I saw the number and I lost it. There were a lot of billions that were on the line.
It can fluctuate depending on what you're counting. If you're counting some of the tariffs that have already been imposed,
right,
as opposed to the ones that he's planning,
right,
that you come up with a different number. But yeah, it's all big.
So and as you know, with China, part of that was like the fentanyl fight, for the lack of a better way to put it. But in his decision, Robert said that the president has to point to clear congressional authorization to justify his extraordinary assertion of the power to impose tariffs. Now, I mean, there's a couple of ways that you can look at it. And again, I've been like reading all of this morning as it came out. It's very fun to juggle getting television ready, and you're also reading Supreme Court decisions. So you have the issue of the president making use of emergency powers that POTUS was granting him, and a Supreme Court that's being viewed by many as usurping congressional power to go after or to fight the president's policy, because they say, oh, well, he's neglecting the history and the text and the rulings that have to do with the law. I think also it's kind of a Rorschach test, as a lot of this stuff is, because the left feels like they're vindicated. And there's, I think some on the right, I would say Kane, also feel, because there were some that questioned the tariffs. Now, he has the ability to do that. That's the thing. I mean, he has the ability to implement this. This is something that, I mean, it's kind of weird to me that we're still litigating it all this time later, you know. Now, Kavanaugh's dissent, and as you know, Thomas and Alito and Kavanaugh all dissented. He had said that, let me pull this up. When he said that the tariffs at issue here may or may not be wise policy, but as a matter of text and history and precedent, they are clearly lawful. And I think it comes into, it sort of seems as though there are people who want to mistake support for the tariffs as a policy in order to affect better trade deals, that is enough to overshadow the precedent and the history and the text. Because I mean, it really, that's kind of what it seems like they're pushing for here. So with this, and I liked, I was reading Kavanaugh's decision, as I said, you had John Roberts, who a lot of people still have a lot of, I think, a grudge with him because of Obamacare. But he was the one who, obviously, he wrote the decision, and he was against, seems like he was against the issue of, or against POTUS using the statute to impose these tariffs. And that was it was beyond his scope of power. But again, it's not unusual, and it is precedent for the president of the United States to be able to affect policy like this. Other presidents have done it before. So it's the big debate. I do like, though, I mean, of course, you have the three most conservative judges that are pushing back against this. Now, this whole issue, I mean, in terms of how we got here and how it's going to proceed, because the national emergencies, as I told you, the statute that he was citing for that related to fentanyl, related to contraband that was coming in from Canada, from China, and from Mexico. And they were using that as a justification, which, I mean, if you're looking at it like it's asymmetrical warfare, then yes, that is a national emergency. And that, it seems as though, and that's something that it seems as though the dissent was taking into consideration. Because then if you're going to say, well, I just don't like the policy and I don't care what sort of emergency statute POTUS uses. I mean, good heavens, we're going to sit here and try to be thwarting executive power 6 weeks to Sunday for however long on this, right? I mean, it's a little asinine. So they were also agreeing that the challenges that they had should have only been brought in the Court of International Trade and then, you know, send things back for, you know, for as it pertains to jurisdiction. So this is, I don't know, I'm in line with Thomas and Alito and Kavanaugh on this, because I just don't agree with the argument that it was the incorrect statute and they're just tossing out the emergency powers altogether. Because the other thing is, the ruling doesn't necessarily eliminate, from what I understand, POTUS's ability to have tariff authority and invoke emergency powers. They're simply saying, well, you know, these tariffs specifically require express congressional authorization. Now, I don't disagree with that. However, they're taking issue with that statute. So the thing that Kavanaugh noted in his dissent was, quote, the court says nothing today about whether, and if so, how the government should go about, you know, the returning of billions of dollars that is collected from importers, but the process is likely to be a mess. Oh, Kane doesn't like that. Admittedly, don't even know how that works.
Look, we see how other giant countries operate, like China, for example. At the drop of a hat, they'll change sweeping tariff initiatives. And that kind of leaves us handcuffed if the Supreme Court says our leader can't also adjust the way a country like China does in response. And it sort of handcuffs us. That's where I find this to be a problem.
Yeah. Everything, it seems like, to limit, I mean, coincidentally, whenever you have a Republican in office, they're going to do everything possible to try to limit that authority. But then when you get a Democrat in office, oh my gosh, Katie barred the door. We're going to invoke every single day. I mean, you're sitting here telling me that, now, granted, SCOTUS did, I mean, the court system, not SCOTUS necessarily, but circuit court did rule against, like, for instance, the rent moratorium and other things that came down from the CDC. I get that. But still, you see what I'm saying? It's to me, it seems inconsistent and it seems politicized. We're going to come back to this. And I'm trying to be very judicious in reading this and still processing it and reading dissent. So bear with me. We have a very small staff. So bear with me. But my initial take is that it's highly politicized. And I think that POTUS made his case. I also agree for congressional oversight. No one's arguing against that. However, I haven't seen a good enough argument yet that, particularly as it relates to the issue of the invoking the emergency powers, because the administration is viewing this as asymmetrical warfare, and you're flooding the border with fentanyl, you're flooding the border with poison, and it's empowering the cartels along with it. And it's creating a major force multiplier for destabilization. So I feel like the administration is looking at it through that lens, as I am, and I think as Kane is, and a lot of people are. So that justifies the invocation of an emergency authorization. However, you know, we are all conservatives, and we all agree with congressional oversight. So I think it's that fine line where it concerns emergency powers, and where is that line drawn? Because it's weird, because Congress also agrees with POTUS on that, by and large, and honestly, voters do as well, as you've seen with a lot of the surveys that have been done as it relates to how he's enforcing things at the border secure, and also with other enforcement. So we're going to come back to that. Lorraine made a joke. I guess no one's getting the Trump rebate check now. That's actually kind of funny. So we're going to get into more of that. We're also going to get in. I've got some questions about some of the stuff that's been said overseas so far in the ongoing negotiations with Iran that I think are troubling. And I want to come back to it, especially as it relates to the rebuilding of Gaza. Also, a tale of two stories, a tale of two Olympians. Eileen Gu has been falling all over the place. Alyssa Liu, in the meantime, brought home a gold medal in figure skating women's freestyle. I think it was the first time in 24 to 25 years. So Sarah Hughes was the last. So very interesting. So we're going to dive into that as well. We have a lot to unpack, and you're going to walk that through with that with us. So as we move, it's our friends over at Relief Factor. Relief Factor is a great way to deal with your aches and pains. 100% drug-free formula made with research-backed ingredients, including omega-3s, resveratrol. It's all designed to support relief from everyday exercise-related, life-related, age-related discomfort. You can have sports injuries, you can be sore from working out, or maybe you're like 95 years old and still kicking it. Relief Factor is going to support your body's natural inflammatory response no matter the decade, and that causes all the aches and soreness and stiffness. And like I said, 100% drug-free, so that's not anything you got to worry about. All designed to help your body fight back against that, so you can reclaim your life and enjoy and have freedom of mobility. Try it for yourself. They have a 3-week quick start. You can see how Relief Factor could be a game changer for you as well. Call 800-4-RELIEF or visit relieffactor.com. That's 800, the number 4-RELIEF, relieffactor.com. Tell them Dana sent you.
Does New York City officially have their first free grocery store under Mamdani? Gambling website Polymarket opens a free grocery store to enamor itself with the Mamdani administration. So who's really paying for this free grocery store?
Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast on Apple, Spotify, wherever you get your podcast.
She loves it hot. He loves it cool. The Pod by 8 Sleep is a smart mattress cover that fits on your bed and keeps each side at the perfect temperature all night long. By staying comfortably warm or cool, the pod helps you sleep deeper and wake up feeling more rested. Every morning, you get daily health insights and a sleep fitness score. Get up to $350 off with code DEEPSLEEP at 8sleep.com.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
So Eric Dane, star of Grey's Anatomy and Euphoria, he's been in a few other things, passed away at age 53. He was battling ALS, and goodness, did you know that he also, Johnny Depp, allowed him to live in one of his homes rent-free towards the end of his life in one of his houses in LA? That is really cool that he did that. But 53 years old, he had a really big battle with ALS that was very public. But he's passed away. So not to be like morbid or macabre or macabre, actually, as we would say, Candace Owens, that starts over the rule of three. So now two other celebrities got to go. It's the rule. It's not my rule. It's the universe's rule. Stolen ambulance rammed into the DHS building in Utah. Ooh. Somebody stole an ambulance and rammed it right into the Department of Homeland Security in Idaho last night. They said Utah, but it's Idaho. Local police said someone stole it from St. Luke's, drove it right into the North Portico building that was leased to DHS. They also dumped gasoline in and around the ambulance, but couldn't ignite the accelerant before law enforcement arrived, and then the suspect totally ran away. The gas cans were stored in vegetation near the building. So they're thinking, a lot of people are referring to it as terrorism. It kind of seems that way. I mean, it seems not like an accident that someone's pouring gasoline all over everything, but here we are. So yeah, that's kind of DHS, it seems very, very, you know, I don't believe in coincidences. Tourists are tying piles of trash to New York City's Brooklyn Bridge's disgusting trend. This is absolutely gross. People have been tying trash. Like in Paris, they would do the Key Bridge. Now, apparently these people are leaving everything from underwear to really gross prophylactics and other things. And yeah, they said that they're leaving it all over. They're tying it to the bridge. And it looks, that right there that Juan is showing you is a straight up wall of germs. You know what? That's how you get the bat flu. Right there. Right there. That kind of stuff is how bat flu. That's how it happens, Kane. We all know this. This is how it also can start. Let's see. Flames erupt from Brooklyn manholes as cars explode. This is like Ghostbusters. Cars explode and hundreds evacuated because Democrat-run sewage systems don't seem to be working very well. In addition to Democrat mayors who want to jack up everybody's taxes, they had to evacuate 200 people the other night. Residents were terrified. Cars were blown up. Insane. Stick with us. Are you being lied to about your retirement? I mean, the advice sounds familiar. Max out your 401k and your IRA and hand your life savings to Wall Street and just hope that the market cooperates. If that were the only way, why do so many people then risk outliving their savings? Why does the inventor of the 401k call it a monster that should be destroyed? The time has come to hear the truth. Bank on Yourself is a retirement plan alternative that provides guaranteed predictable growth and reliable retirement income. Current tax law allows you to enjoy tax-free retirement income while maintaining control and access to your money for emergencies and opportunities. No questions are asked and no government penalties apply. Bank on Yourself delivers peace of mind by showing you the minimum guaranteed value of your retirement savings before you ever need to use them. Bank on Yourself offers tax-free retirement income, guaranteed growth, and full control of your money. Visit bankonyourself.com/Dana to get your free report. That's bankonyourself.com/Dana.
Rewards programs are a lot like pop culture. They can be hard to keep up with. But with Venmo's new rewards program, Venmo Stash, rewards are so easy because the more you do, the more you get. And you choose the bundle of brands you get cash back at. It's giving fiscal queen. It's giving star. It's giving up to 5% cash back at your favorite brands. Just pick a bundle of your go-to spots to shop with your Venmo debit card and earn cash back at them. Do more, get more with Venmo Stash. The Venmo MasterCard is issued by the Bancorp Bank N.A. Venmo Stash bundle terms and exclusions apply. Max $100 cash back per month. See terms at venmo.me/stash terms.
She loves it hot. He loves it cool. The Pod by 8 Sleep is a smart mattress cover that fits on your bed and keeps each side at the perfect temperature all night long. By staying comfortably warm or cool, the Pod helps you sleep deeper and wake up feeling more rested. Every morning, you get daily health insights and a sleep fitness score. Get up to $350 off with code DEEPSLEEP at 8sleep.com.
Not able to catch all 3 hours of The Dana Show? Subscribe to the full podcast and get news and laughs delivered in short, easy-to-digest episodes. Ideal for your busy lifestyle on YouTube, Apple, or wherever you get your podcast.
I got to be honest with you. I'm on the struggle bus today because it's 40 degrees in Texas. I have no idea what the hell is going on. And yesterday, Kane, tell everybody what the temperature was yesterday, all these good people out here.
It was like 76, I think, was our high yesterday.
Yeah. 43 degrees now. I'm dying. We're all dying. We're all in everybody's in a turtleneck except for Kane, I think. I don't know. I'm going to have to, it's fire building weather. I don't know how you people way up north deal with it. I am born for not a snowstorm. So it is freezing, and it's. I thought we were done. I wanted to be done with winter, but it's that dumb rat. You know the what is it? The Punxsutawney Phil? Yeah. That little punk rat that pokes its head out, and it's not even the same one. Like, it gets old and dies, and then they just replace it and name it the same thing. Imagine you're that. Imagine you're the groundhog or whatever the hell it is, and you develop, you know, awareness and intelligence, and you're like, wow, this is, I can't believe I'm not the only one. There's been a succession of me, a series of me. So welcome back to the program. It's, yeah, we're just complaining because it was 77 beautiful degrees and now it's like 43 degrees and we have no idea what's happening. You also, the other thing too that I wanted to bring up, this is like the cruelest prank I think that the world has ever played on me. I saw yesterday there was this announcement that Journey, Steve Perry was going to reunite with Journey and they were considering a tour. Now, I know Steve Perry's still alive, obviously. There's been a lot of reports about the strength of his voice because he was one of the most, the best, if not like the best rock vocalists of our lifetime, right? So great. Steve Perry's amazing. And I was so excited. Oh my gosh. I saw this thing. And I'm like, oh my gosh, they could actually reunite and tour. That would be amazing. And I don't know. I got very excited about it. And then Steve Perry posted a thing on X.
What?
Mm-hmm. Not over it yet. And he said to all my friends, I've been hearing these recent rumors, and I wanted to speak to you all directly. While I'm always grateful for the love that people still have for Journey, the rumors about me rejoining the band are simply not true, and I want to gently put them to rest. He says, I completely understand why people would hope for that. And he goes, the music we created together means a great deal to me too, but I'm continuing to explore new creative work and really enjoy working on new music that reflects where I am today. Thank you for your continued support throughout the years. Your loyalty has never gone unnoticed, and I am forever humbly grateful. Sincerely, Steve Perry. Oh my gosh. This is what death while living still feels like right here. Just soak in the profoundness of that for a moment. Macabre. So I was very, very sad. I have the major. So now not only is it like 40 something degrees here in Texas, Steve Perry also burst our bubble. And he's not going to, they're not going to have that reunion. I was thinking about that. I think I've almost seen everybody live that I wanted to except for Journey with Steve Perry, Susie and the Banshees, the Rolling Stones. And I never got to see Pantera with Dimebag Darrell, rest in peace, or Damage Plan. Never got to see. Oh, no. I know. So depressing. I have seen Stone Temple Pilots, though. I did see them. I've seen Beastie Boys. So I was thinking about this yesterday, like, oh my gosh. Because I don't know that there's anybody that's like super popular right now that I would knock you down to go see.
Yeah.
So I felt like that's more important than any other headline right now to me. That's very important. But I'm like, oh my gosh, Steve Perry is just so great. And no, he's not. It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. So if you saw that, because I had a couple of y'all send that to me. Because you guys know how, you know, Steve Perry's just is literally God's treasure on earth. Like how the Cardinals are God's baseball team. Steve Perry is the Lord singer. So just saying. All right. So, gosh, where do we even go from here? I wanted to get into this. This was a kind of a weird soundbite. And this is 27. So, as you know, we have these ongoing negotiations with Iran and trying to get to a place where they are not going to be terroristy. And blow everybody up, right? Just get to a point where they're just not super annoying. And Jared Kushner, we have this Board of Peace, which was established by POTUS. And I've got some questions about the Board of Peace, but, you know, it is what it is. So during this whole thing and his trip to the Middle East, you have Witkoff, you have Jared Kushner. There was a press conference, or not a press conference, but rather public remarks that were given. And everybody was getting up and making remarks, and so did Jared Kushner. And he was talking about Gaza. And I want you to listen to this, and then we'll break it down. Listen.
The President Trump, in his heart, wanted to get the hostages home, but he also really wanted to help the people of Gaza.
He saw the suffering that they were enduring, not through fault of their own, because of the bad leadership that they had, the situation they were born into. The war was a horrific, horrific situation. And I think through this process, thanks to Ali and the committee, we are now here to fully support the committee. We are here to help the people of Gaza, to lift them up and give them every opportunity to succeed.
Are we? Can I just ask that question? Are we, though, Kane? Are we? Is that...
Are we not?
Well, why do we have to help lift them up? I'm asking a question. This is the question a lot of people want to ask. I don't want to lift up anybody except for me.
So should we is the question, right?
Yeah. And give them every... I feel like we've done this a lot of times before. You know what? And let's go back to when not only we did it, but also Israel did it when they... gave everybody, like, here's all the infrastructure and the property and the greenhouses and here, look, you get everything right here. It's all for you. We're just going to leave now. Bye. Hell unilaterally leave.
Point. Hell of a starting point.
And then imagine you're going to buy a house and then you just are given a house for free and the house has food in the refrigerator and you even have clean bedding and you have like a vegetable patch out back and a pool. And all kinds of stuff, right? New plumbing, new electrical, everything. I mean, it's curb. It's like all like turnkey ready. Curb appeals off the charts. And you're just giving it for free. And then you decide, you know what? What I'm going to do with this amazing gift is I'm going to break it all down and turn it into bombs and rockets. And I'm going to go hide some of it under my kids' play area. Because nobody will think to look under a kid's play area. And if they do, we'll say that they're baby killers. That's what happened. I mean, that's not my version of events. That's the version of events. I mean, just as I don't like to pretend that a man can, you know, flay the dong and become a woman, I'm not going to pretend that Hamas propaganda is also the real thing. Are you all right over there?
I'm all right.
Yeah. This is true. It's a real, I mean, this is the way it is. So I feel like we've done this before, like several times. And it's kind of hard to be like, to lift people up when they want their kids to literally just slaughter all the infidels and die as martyrs. They have a martyr fund over there. There are a lot of people a part of it. There are a lot of people who want to get into the martyr fund, right? So I don't want to help. I don't want to lift up anybody who help people hide hostages. I don't want to lift up a single damn person that believes in martyring themselves or members of their family, and then they get a stipend from Hamas. How in the ever-loving hell does wasting money in Gaza benefit me or my country at all? Were we going to get some great scientific advancement out of Gaza? Are we going to get some great art and music out of Gaza? Are you kidding me? How many opportunities do you have to give Gaza before people realize clearly they don't want this? How many? I mean, you realize that Yasser Arafat walked away from a two-state solution back in the 90s, turned toe and walked off. Israel had already agreed to it. All Arafat had to do was agree to it. And he said no. He said no, this was under Clinton. Walked right off. Every opportunity they have had to have all of this stuff that Jared Kushner is talking about, they have rejected. Now, it could be said that Kushner is floating this as a way to, you know, tickle the jimmies of, you know, all of these other Arab world leaders who need you to pay a penance of talking about Gaza in order to move forward on any type of negotiations. There is also that. But you got to leave room for the people like me who are like, the hell we're going to do this because it's not happening. Let's be real. I actually will riot if our tax dollars, any more of them, are going over there to build up a group that continually votes for Hamas hand over fist. That's the other thing. You realize, too, that people are eager to vote for Hamas. And it's not just people in Gaza. West Bank was the same way. I mean, you were going to have Gaza completely sideline Fatah and any other factions over there. So it's not just an area, just that strip. And it's not that, you know, the elections were somehow unfair. They had all sorts of international election observers. I don't know. Those are just people who are busybodies. But still, it counts for something, especially when this is a talking point of the left. You know, you have all of these international election observers that go out there and they watch all this stuff. And they were saying, yeah, these are all legit. These are all, it's a legit election. Everything was done by the book. This board of peace thing and trying to advocate to put more money in Gaza, absolutely TF, Hail, H-A-I-L, no. Absolutely not. So I do like the approach, though, of negotiating from a a business perspective. I do think that there is a lot more ground to be gained, maybe through that style of negotiations than perhaps typical diplomacy. So you can't fault, people can't sit here and go, oh, it's great that we sent, that we have Trump and now we've got his representation that is advocating for him in these negotiations and praise his ability to cut deals because he's a business person, and then simultaneously say, oh, well, that's kind of a problem if we're going to have business deals over here. It's just going to enrich the Trump family. So it's like a double-edged sword. You see what I mean? It's like he's damned if he does, damned if he doesn't. So I'm extending some grace here, but the radicalization in Gaza is straight up disturbing. I mean, kids are taught to hate. Their parents were taught to hate. Their parents were taught to hate. It is entrenched multiple generations back, and it is very, very hard to break that sort of cycle, to break that kind of hate, to break that. It is very difficult. I've spoken to a lot of people. I mean, I've spoken to apostates who lived in Gaza and have left, and they're like, my gosh, you can't get away from it. You're raised in that environment, and it is very difficult for anything to pierce that. But people grow up hating their neighbor, and then everybody wants to get free money from this martyrs fund, and that's what they look for. It's a major issue. The indoctrination level there is crazy. But as far as lifting them up, what does that even mean? And give them opportunities to succeed. Now, a lot of people are assuming that it's tax dollars. Not necessarily. Not necessarily. I think one of the fears that people have is that if it's outside entities, if it's other Arab nations that are investing in Gaza, that's going to only grow the extremism there. But I will say that I think that UAE and the Saudis, they're very much anti-Islamist because that affects their money. That if they're trying to expand and diversify beyond oil and gas, they cannot do that with Islamism. That is a big sticking point and a big agitator between them and Iran and between them and Qatar. So maybe if there's like a limitation as to who all can be involved, I don't know. And I'm sure that that's coming up as part of these negotiations. But I don't think that the United States needs to lift up anyone. I don't think the United States needs to have anything to do with it. It's a bunch of Jordanians who try to, you know, manifest a brand new identity and sovereign history for themselves out of the ether so that they can try to run off their neighbor and act like they have some sort of sacred claim to this land that thousands of years of antiquity doesn't support them even existing on. But I digress. So I don't really think that we have any obligation at all whatsoever to do a damn thing, especially after y'all kidnapped Americans. Americans were some of the people kidnapped on October 7th. You know, how about uplifting the taxpayers here at home? We've got multi-billion dollars of absolute fraud. You know, you guys know, I hate saying this, y'all know it's probably about $1 trillion. If I had to bet the amount of fraud that we have been saddled with, I honestly, if I was a betting person, I would say it's near $1 trillion. It's not just hundreds of billions. I think we're looking at nearly $1 trillion in fraud that's been siphoned off of the American taxpayer. I don't give a rat's backside about lifting up anybody in Gaza. I want to lift up the taxpayer here in the United States. That's where our vision should be first. There's areas here that we need to build up. And if the Arab League wants to deal with Gaza and wants to get their extremists in order, that's their responsibility first, especially if they're wanting to diversify beyond oil and gas. So I think that there's right there is a great motivator to do so. The folks over at Patriot Mobile, the only Christian conservative cell phone service that is out there, and they want to save you money. They have plans that can be tailored for businesses and families of all sizes. And they are the only Christian conservative wireless provider. They've been providing great service and supporting freedom-loving causes for over 12 years with unmatched reliability and premium nationwide coverage on all three major U.S. networks. They've got priority access. You can get the same or better service than your current carrier. There are no dead zones. There's no drop calls. They have seamless switching as well, so you can keep your existing number, your device, or you can upgrade to the latest model. They have 100% U.S.-based customer support team. They're going to handle all all that activation for you in minutes, so it's hassle-free. And if you're stuck paying off a device contract, Patriot Mobile offers a full buyout to free you up so you don't have a long-term commitment or any hidden fees. And they've been doing this for over a decade. Switch today. Visit patriotmobile.com/Dana or call 972-PATRIOT and use code Dana for a free month of service. That's patriotmobile.com/Dana. Code Dana. Make the switch today.
Rewards programs are a lot like pop culture. They can be hard to keep up with. But with Venmo's new rewards program, Venmo Stash, rewards are so easy because the more you do, the more you get. And you choose the bundle of brands you get cash back at. It's giving fiscal queen. It's giving star. It's giving up to 5% cash back at your favorite brands. Just pick a bundle of your go-to spots to shop with your Venmo debit card and earn cash back at them. Do more, get more with Venmo Stash. The Venmo MasterCard is issued by the Bancorp Bank N.A. Venmo Stash bundle terms and exclusions apply. Max $100 cash back per month. See terms at venmo.me/stash terms.
She loves it hot. He loves it cool. The Pod by 8 Sleep is a smart mattress cover that fits on your bed and keeps each side at the perfect temperature all night long. By staying comfortably warm or cool, the Pod helps you sleep deeper and wake up feeling more rested. Every morning, you get daily health insights and a sleep fitness score. Get up to $350 off with code DEEPSLEEP at 8sleep.com.
Get the lowdown on the latest news with a side of laughs whenever you want. Subscribe to the Dana Show podcast on YouTube, Apple, or wherever you get your podcast.
Like sands through the hourglass, so are the days of the United States.
I'm about to show you guys one of the coolest tricks ever. Say you're traveling and you didn't pack enough underwear, and you're just like, oh my gosh, what am I going to wear tomorrow? Every room has like a coffee pot thing in it. Even the other coffee makers where it like brews through. All you have to do, put your underwear where you would put the coffee grounds. You close it, you press brew, and it puts scorching hot water through it. You guys, then the hair dryer in the bathroom, you blow dry those bad boys, and you got yourself a cleaner pair of underwear to wear. I did not realize how many people already knew this hack. I learned it years ago from a friend that was a flight attendant. And it's brilliant.
I feel like you should be put to death if you do that kind of stuff. Nobody, that's so disgusting.
I've used the damn Keurig machines in those rooms before.
I hate influencers. I just hate them so bad. You know, there's also this amazing thing. It's called the cleaning service, the dry cleaning service that they have in the hotel. It's actually not that expensive if you're just doing a pair of britches. But maybe if you can't afford the dry cleaning service, then maybe just don't stay at a hotel at all whatsoever. If you feel like you have to wash your britches in the coffee machine, that other people.
But I also don't know why you couldn't just, I don't know, the bathtub is still working, the shower.
You got hot water that comes out of the faucet.
Yeah. What are we doing with the Keurig?
Yeah.
The hell, I mean, is that about?
You could also just ask for some hot water as well. That's like really funny that you can do that. You know, with the hotels, they have hot water and you can say, hey, I would like some hot water.
Because
I'm a gross, disgusting person that only has two pairs of britches.
Right.
And I need to, because I'm such a stanky person, I need to wash them right now immediately. So I need you to bring me some soup. I mean, she just looks like, she looks like eye crust became sentient and developed a voice. I don't know. I don't care if that's mean. I am so grossed out right now. And Kane's horrified because Kane, like he said, uses the Keurig. Second hour coming up this Friday. Stay with us. Our partners that help bring you the program, it's our friends over at Webroot. Webroot, as you know, look, I'm going to tell you, a lot of people hate antivirus software because it is so clunky and it takes up so much space on your device, on your computer, but that's not how Webroot operates. Webroot is very different. It's very lightweight. It's cloud-based, very lightweight, super fast. I mean, it scans 6 times faster and takes up 33 times less space than the other antivirus software that's out there, like the Nortons and the McAfees and all that stuff. So it has total protection. You have to think, when you go and schedule a doctor's appointment, you usually have to go online now and go through a portal, correct? and a lot of your kids' schooling, a lot of stuff is online. You have a parent portal. You trust what you do, but you can't trust necessarily the security structures of those sites and those portals and how they use that information. This is where Webroot comes in because it watches all of that for you. It's not just watching all of the ransomware and malware on your devices, but it's also looking at identity protection and financial protection too. I mean, when I'm saying, telling you they're taking the guessing game out of cybersecurity, they're looking at the whole 360. There's nothing like it on the market, and that's why it's the number one antivirus on the market. Add your kids, add your parents, everybody can be protected and you can have that peace of mind. So no stress and 60% off, but you can only get that discount at webroot.com/Dana. So that's 60% off, only for a limited time though, at webroot.com/Dana. Live a safer digital life with Webroot.
Rewards programs are a lot like pop culture. They can be hard to keep up with. But with Venmo's new rewards program, Venmo Stash, rewards are so easy because the more you do, the more you get. And you choose the bundle of brands you get cash back at. It's giving fiscal queen. It's giving star. It's giving up to 5% cash back at your favorite brands. Just pick a bundle of your go-to spots to shop with your Venmo debit card and earn cash back at them. Do more, get more with Venmo Stash. The Venmo MasterCard is issued by the Bancorp Bank N.A. Venmo Stash bundle terms and exclusions apply. Max $100 cash back per month. See terms at venmo.me/stash terms.
She loves it hot. He loves it cold. However you sleep, the pod by 8 Sleep adapts to you. Get up to $350 off with code DEEPSLEEP at 8sleep.com.
So, welcome back to the show, first off. Top of the second hour with you, Dana Lash. So, I still haven't been watching the Olympics because it's all bread and circus. Although, I saw that a dog ran during one event, and I feel like that dog needs the gold medal. And then the women's hockey team, we beat Canada. I love beating Canada and stuff. And our dudes play later today. And then Lindsey Vonn smashed her leg up, and now she's made of metal. She had her x-rays on that. Lorraine's got a piece that we're going to have up here momentarily over at Chapter and Verse that gets into some of the crazier aspects of the Olympics. But one of the things that fascinates me the most is this tale between Eileen Gu and Alyssa Liu. And we talked a little bit about it because Eileen Gu has been, you know, she's been really like, she's such a victim. My gosh, she's just going to go cry into her Chinese millions. She's just been really crashing out of the Olympics. She fell for a third time. And this was as you guys have seen all of the backlash as to her decision to represent China over the United States. And she won a pair of silvers so far. She's was looking to defend her title in the women's half pipe final. And then she had a bad start. Then she had a bad fall. And she clipped the top of the pipe and it knocked her left ski off. And it was just a mess. So she's hasn't been having a good time. And she keeps saying, well, it's just the pressure of, two countries. No, you just got the one country. You just got the one. And in the meantime, she fell at a freestyle event. Then you have Alyssa Liu, who won a gold medal for the United States, ending the 24-year wait that we've had for a female figure skater to win the gold. And there's Gu on the left and Alyssa Liu, the figure skater, on the right. Now, Liu has been approached by China for a while. I mean, they had Chinese spies that targeted her. I don't know if you guys are familiar with the story. We talked about it before. So Alyssa Liu, it was really sketchy for her. And she's the one on the right. She's the one that has the striped hair. She and her father were targeted by Chinese spies. So Alyssa Liu's dad was one of the people who protested in Tiananmen Square. And they left China, came to the United States. She's a proud American. She's been doing great in figure skating. So this was in 2022, the Beijing Olympics. She and her dad were targeted by Chinese spies because they were trying to recruit her to do exactly what Eileen Gu is doing, representing China. And Alyssa Liu did not want to do that. She did not She wanted to compete for America. She did not want to represent China. And so they targeted her. They targeted her. Her dad, Arthur, it was a part of a spying operation before the 2022 Winter Olympics in Beijing. So Arthur was in his 20s, Arthur Liu, when he left, and he was an illegitimate political refugee. He was protesting their communist government. He was there at the a part of the Tiananmen Square massacres. He settled in the San Francisco area, went to law school, paid for himself to go to law school. And then in October of 21, this is crazy, he warned about this. He was contacted by the FBI and warned about this scheme. So the FBI was aware of it. He was unaware of it at the time. He just thought, you know, his daughter's a figure skater. They're getting ready to go and compete. And they'll, okay, yeah, they got to go to China. They have to, all right, so they got some of that. And then the FBI was the one that reached out to him and said, yeah, we need to let you know of something that's pretty sketchy. The Chinese are spying on you. And his daughter at the time, Alyssa, she was 16 at the time. So this was in 2022. Then he had a guy that called him. He said it started to make sense because he had a guy that called him 1 year before, months before the Olympics. And that was in November of 21. And he was claiming to be an official with the U.S. Olympic and Paralympic Committee. And he was asking for Arthur and Alyssa's passport numbers. That's kind of weird, isn't it? Yeah. So this guy's calling out of the blue and he's asking for their passport numbers. That's, you know, sketchy. Arthur would not provide them. And he told him, he's like, I'm going to call my contact at Team USA. And apparently, even before then, he had been approached by this guy named Matthew Zibiris, who was later arrested in March of 2022 on charges that included conspiring to commit interstate harassment and, looking at my notes, criminal use of a means of identification. So he had been hired by the CCP, that Zarubis guy, to spy on members of that people who were in international sports and to spy on this family, like people who were Chinese, who were from China and left China. And he said that, oh, no, the only reason that I was doing it, it was a preparedness check ahead of the of travel for COVID. Well, that's a nice cover, right? There was a lot of stuff that was done in the name of COVID. So he was acting like he was just some middleman that was there to make sure their passports were all up to snuff, you know, because of COVID. But Arthur refused. And they threatened Arthur and his daughter, well, we're not going to let you travel then. You're not going to be able to travel anywhere if you don't do this. And so they had to have the FBI and the literal actual U.S. government help them at the time. So that obviously, understandably, that made them a little nervous about going to Beijing because China had been making all these overtures to Alyssa Liu about competing for them. And she didn't want to do it. And her dad, I mean, do you think her dad is actually would even like allow that to happen? I mean, the guy, again, was part of Tiananmen Square protest, all of this stuff, left China. No way. You know, I'm sure he didn't clearly, as we know now, raise a daughter that would be okay with competing for China. So they went to Beijing in 2022 and they actually had additional security as a result of all of this stuff. And that was per the FBI. The FBI was even saying, you're going to need, you know, we're going to need more security. And she had to be escorted at all times by two security detail. At all times, she had to be escorted. So she's at Olympic Village and she wants to go get a snack. She has to have a two-person detail with her at all times. Her dad had to have security. They had to have all of this other extra security stuff that they didn't even actually make public, everything, understandably, in place. Because there were these, what started out as overtures to the family turned into like pretty much relentless harassment. Like, if you're not going to compete for China and we can't convince you, then maybe we can bully you. And through this investigation and after the FBI got involved, they found out that the CCP was even spying on his daughter's, all his daughter's social media. because she's, you know, she's a figure skating star. She's very good at what she does. And she's, you know, she won a gold medal, for crying out loud, for women's freestyle. So they were watching her, all of her Instagram posts. And apparently the CCP found one of her posts that she had made where she was critical of China for jailing the Uyghurs in the Xinjiang province. And they apparently had circulated that amongst the ranks of the CCP. And at one point, when she was at the games, and again, this is even still with a two-person detail, there was a guy that had tried approaching her when she was at the cafeteria. It was in the evening. She had already competed. She was at the cafeteria, and it was after the free skate event. And she was approached by a guy at the cafeteria who followed her and was harassing her, trying to get her to come to his hotel, et cetera. And their detail was had to handle it. So she was, that was very tricky. And that was a risk for her to go over there and compete in Beijing. And she did it. And she went through all of that and very proudly, and has spoken about it before, wanted to compete for the United States. It is impossible to not compare her with Eileen Gu, who very eagerly bashed this country, the country that raised her, that she benefited from all of our freedoms. And she acts like, you know, she's doesn't know enough about the situation, for instance, in the Xinjiang province with the Uyghurs or anything else. But then she can weigh in on ICE and weigh in on issues here. She's not educated enough to talk about the issues, the political issues in the country that she's representing at the Olympics. But then she can turn around in the next breath and start bashing the United States for simply enforcing immigration or something like that. I mean, that's the word is that she got millions and millions of dollars to go and defect and basically become a CCP traitor. I mean, it's a geopolitical foe. And I know that we engage in certain behaviors to keep up the niceties and keep up this veneer of civilization. But I also think that the optics of this are a lot stronger than our federal government is giving it credit for. Because you have to think about all the kids that are watching her. Oh, she's competing for China now. But also, some of the Chinese are apparently making fun of her on social media because she has just been face-planting. And they're questioning whether or not the investment, they're publicly questioning the investment of into her and bringing her over. And they're bashing her a lot. That's like been growing on Chinese social media. It kind of makes me wonder if it's not like a CCP psyop as a way to put, you know, some distance between. It's just very interesting. So here you have Alyssa Liu, who's been absolutely upstaging everybody. And she's proud to compete for the United States. And she actually went through it. Eileen Gu's pretending that she's suffering all of this stress. Oh my goodness, it's so much stress. And she's got more money than all of them because of her deal with China. And here you had Alyssa Liu, who is literally targeted by the very government that Eileen Gu's butt kissing. Targeted while she was competing in the 2022 Olympics. And had to have an enhanced security detail. You want to talk about stress? Talk about being a 16-year-old who is aware that they're being targeted by your geopolitical foe and that there is a legitimate security issue and you have to have enhanced security wherever you go. That's real stress. Eileen Gu seems like a complete attention-seeking drama queen. And these people, that's usually the tactic that's used. They're drama queens because it absolves them of the responsibility of offering any other kind of anything else that's important. Just unbelievable. What a comparison, right? What an absolute comparison. And Alyssa Liu's still rocking it. And apparently she's a Cardinals fan because, as we all know, that is God's team. So, yeah, it's inarguable. It's just facts are facts, man. So I've been paying attention to what's happening with gold and silver lately. And honestly, it's pretty shocking. Gold and silver have risen to record highs in relation to the dollar. And after talking with Colin over at Noble Gold Investments, I really get it. This isn't about trying to time the market. It's not about chasing some get-rich-quick opportunity. It's about protecting what you've already worked so hard to build. And when the economy feels uncertain and when currencies start weakening, when people get nervous about their retirement accounts. Historically, they look for stability, and physical gold and silver have always been a part of that conversation. You know, I appreciate, I think maybe the most, that Colin and his team, they don't pressure people, right? They don't use hype. They didn't use that with me. They just simply walk me through my options. They answer questions and they treat you with respect. And that matters. Noble Gold has helped people protect their savings with physical gold and silver. They've been doing it for nearly a decade with transparency and real customer service. If you want to learn more, download their free wealth protection kit at noblegoldinvestments.com/Dana. That's noblegoldinvestments.com/Dana. Get informed and then decide what's right for you and your family.
Rewards programs are a lot like pop culture. They can be hard to keep up with. But with Venmo's new rewards program, Venmo Stash, rewards are so easy because the more you do, the more you get. And you choose the bundle of brands you get cash back at. It's giving fiscal queen. It's giving star. It's giving up to 5% cash back at your favorite brands. Just pick a bundle of your go-to spots to shop with your Venmo debit card and earn cash back at them. Do more, get more with Venmo Stash. The Venmo MasterCard is issued by the Bancorp Bank N.A. Venmo Stash bundle terms and exclusions apply. Max $100 cash back per month. See terms at venmo.me/stash terms.
She loves it hot. He loves it cool. The Pod by 8 Sleep is a smart mattress cover that fits on your bed and keeps each side at the perfect temperature all night long. By staying comfortably warm or cool, the pod helps you sleep deeper and wake up feeling more rested. Every morning, you get daily health insights and a sleep fitness score. Get up to $350 off with code DEEPSLEEP at 8sleep.com.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
I gotta tell you, so Steve was trolling us because we're all sad over Steve Perry, not the rumors about him not rejoining Journey. So Steve plays Journey. And then he doesn't even have Steve Perry singing. He's killing our soul. What are you doing? What's he doing? I know he's been under the weather lately, but damn, what a troll. Man, he just trolled us so hard on air. We're going to have to get him back now. We can't talk about it right now how we're going to do that because he literally can hear us in D.C. So just want to put that out there. All right, so first up, I know my heart's broken. First up here, oof, gosh, what do we got? We can go through all this other stuff. We have, I got to scroll down. There's a Taliban cap on how abusive a man is allowed to be because of Sharia. Taliban is allowing men to beat the wives, but they can't bruise them or break their bones. I think that's with their holy book. They said, oh yeah, you can beat the snot out of your woman, but just don't bruise up her face, you know, because you might not be able to. You know, when you're raping her later, you might not be able to look at her face favorably if it's all busted up and beaten up.
The new chivalry.
Yes, that's chivalry. It was signed into law by their supreme leader, Hibatullah Zakzadeh. Right. Yeah. And they said that, well, only if you fracture her face are we going to prosecute you. Well, how'd you know? They got to keep it covered anyway. Right. Unless, you know, and then if she says it, she has to have witnesses who are men to back her up. That's not going to happen. And that's the other thing. The abuser is only convicted if the woman can prove the abuse in court. And she's got to show her wounds to the judge while remaining fully covered. And then don't forget, you have to have like 3 men there to testify on your behalf. That's the only way I'm not kidding. That's the law. Ooh, Sharia. Wow, that sounds so Western, not?
Bring it here.
Huh?
Let's bring it here.
Yeah, let's bring it here. I mean, it feels like we're going back to the days of yore where you just have to combat by death. There's no courts. Everything's just wild. So, yeah, but they got a cap on it. You know, it's good that they got some clarity. Well, Kim Jong-un shows off 50 new rocket launchers designed for a special attack. Oh, I don't even think they can get things off the ground, can they? Maybe they should give another worthless medal to one of the goofy generals that they have. They have so many medals. It's like all the flair from TGI Fridays is on these guys. Snoop Dogg's credit card was declined at a Winter Olympics dinner, so he repaid the restaurant in a special way. It's not because he's broke. It was just because there was a technical error. I mean, clearly. But he ordered a cheeseburger, chicken wings, chicken nuggets, and french fries. Now, I'm sorry. I don't care if you're Snoop or not. You're in Milan and you're ordering nuggets and wings. The hell is going on here? You can probably get an even more affordable, delicious, homemade Italian meal at a trattoria or something, you could probably do that. And that's going to be way better. Oh, my gosh. He wouldn't go through. They had a problem with their machine, but he ended up giving tickets to the staff for being nice about it. That was nice about it for him. It was nice. All right, stick with us. We got a lot more in store. Can you believe getting wings in Italy? Can't even. I've told you before, Bernigan is, I always carry. I have no problem using the lethal force, et cetera, et cetera. You guys know this. But I also think that you need something for when you are deprived of your Second Amendment rights. Maybe you're a college kid. You know, you live on your own. You got to walk to and fro campus. You want to make sure you're protected. Maybe you have to go somewhere, private property, municipal, whatever, where you have to, you're disarmed. You can't protect yourself, and you can't rely on their absence of security to do it either. This is where something like a burner gun comes in. Specifically, the CL, the compact launcher. CL stands for compact launcher. And so the burner gun shoots chemical irritant projectiles that can deter threats from up to 50 feet away. And the there's no recoil, easy target acquisition. But here's the big thing. No background check, no paperwork, no fees, no anything. And you can order it online and have it sent right to your doorstep. Doesn't care about gun-free zone signs because it's not a gun. Visit Byrna.com/Dana and check out the Byrna CL. BYRNA.com/Dana. Ready when you are.
Rewards programs are a lot like pop culture. They can be hard to keep up with. But with Venmo's new rewards program, Venmo Stash, rewards are so easy because the more you do, the more you get. And you choose the bundle of brands you get cash back at. It's giving fiscal queen. It's giving star. It's giving up to 5% cash back at your favorite brands. Just pick a bundle of your go-to spots to shop with your Venmo debit card and earn cash back at them. Do more, get more with Venmo Stash. The Venmo MasterCard is issued by the Bancorp Bank N.A. Venmo Stash bundle terms and exclusions apply. Max $100 cash back per month. See terms at venmo.me/stash terms.
She loves it hot. He loves it cold. However you sleep, the pod by 8 Sleep adapts to you. Get up to $350 off with code DEEPSLEEP at 8sleep.com.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
All right. So first up, I did not know that this would be a thing. So you need to, especially in Florida, apparently you need to be very careful with the iguana situation, because remember, they fall out of the trees and they can hit you and all this stuff. But if your dog gets it, that's a whole other issue. So their Fox affiliate there says that a dead iguana killed a Florida woman's dog and partially paralyzed another from botulism. One of the dogs... it was killed after it consumed parts of a dead iguana that they found in their yard, and the other one is partially paralyzed right now. So they're warning pet owners, if you see these iguanas, do not let your dogs eat them. They said one of the blue tick hounds survived the poisoning but remains partially paralyzed. The other one did not survive. Oh my gosh, that's so sad. And they said they knew something was wrong immediately, and you know they've gotten like squirrels and stuff in the yards before, but they think the doctor said that they contracted botulism, which is a toxin found in iguanas, and there's no treatment for the condition, unfortunately. So be very careful with that kind of stuff. That's so sad. Stick with us. We got a lot more in store. Third hour next.
Rewards programs are a lot like pop culture. They can be hard to keep up with. But with Venmo's new rewards program, Venmo Stash, rewards are so easy because the more you do, the more you get. And you choose the bundle of brands you get cash back at. It's giving fiscal queen. It's giving star. It's giving up to 5% cash back at your favorite brands. Just pick a bundle of your go-to spots to shop with your Venmo debit card and earn cash back at them. Do more, get more with Venmo Stash. The Venmo MasterCard is issued by the Bancorp Bank N.A. Venmo Stash bundle terms and exclusions apply. Max $100 cash back per month. See terms at venmo.me/stash terms.
She loves it hot. He loves it cool. The Pod by 8 Sleep is a smart mattress cover that fits on your bed and keeps each side at the perfect temperature all night long. By staying comfortably warm or cool, the pod helps you sleep deeper and wake up feeling more rested. Every morning, you get daily health insights and a sleep fitness score. Get up to $350 off with code DEEPSLEEP at 8sleep.com.
So welcome to the program. Top of the third hour, Dana Lash with you. Very cold day in Texas. I want my 70-degree weather back. And we just finished watching POTUS. He was taking questions from the White House. And he was discussing the Supreme Court ruling as it pertained to the tariffs. And as you know, it was a 6-3 decision. You had Alito, Kavanaugh, and Thomas that dissented. Thomas was saying that there absolutely is the statutory authority supported by the text that allows the president he's authorized through Congress for regulating of trade, etc. And it seems like the big bone to pick was that they were citing, it was an emergency order that was looking at stopping the importation of fentanyl and, you know, other drugs that were, it's considered contraband. And there was issue as to whether or not the incorrect statute to justify the regulation was applied, which almost seems like you're like being petty at that point. But he just finished and said that he's now implementing a 10% tariff across the board in addition to what he already has. And they're looking for ways around that. So that's what he just stated. I have some other things I want to jump into as well, including this crazy story. So as you know, UK is, at this point, it just seems like they're lost. It really does. So in Britain, they have to make these public information films because they're dealing with so many illegal immigrants that come in across the channel and they've come up from, different countries, Middle Eastern countries, North Africa. They come up, go through Spain, etc. They cross the channel and they go into the UK. And they have to have these public information films, apparently, to teach people how to behave properly in a civilized society. And they had one, actually several, that get into sexual harassment, things of that nature. And in all of them, the perpetrator is always white, which is weird because when you look at the breakdown of crime for those crimes that have been reported and convictions obtained, it's really not that way. You're talking about people who are coming in who are illegally entering the country. So Transport for London decided they were going to make another film. And for the first time in ever, they decided to show the perpetrator, the harasser, as being black. And now they promptly banned the film because they were, quote, perpetuating a racist negative stereotype, even though all of the other ones featured white perpetrators. The Transport for London ad featured a black teenager verbally harassing a white female teenager, and they said that it was perpetuating negative stereotypes. It's okay to create a stereotype, but it's not okay to actually show. Yeah. So that's how funny. Creating a stereotype by acting as though, every single one of the perpetrators in all of the previous films that they released that were like this were white. There wasn't any, people weren't freaking out and screaming about it. But then they did one where it was a black teenager and suddenly they're being called racist. They had the film banned. All of this other stuff. They said the ad was one of three that ran on Facebook, and it looked at a section of a 2-minute film called Would You Know How to Act Like a Friend? And it's a campaign that encourages Londoners to intervene if they witness this kind of stuff. And so they said they always have a diverse cast, etc. They even noted that this is the first time we've ever had, a black British person play this role. And the young girl that was being harassed, by the way, was a black female. But that was completely just ignored by all of the people who were screaming about the fact that it was, for the first time, it was a black teenager instead of a white perpetrator. So the left went after it, said that it needed to be removed off digital. It needed to be banned. So they did. They've been pulling this ad absolutely everywhere. And they had no excuse or reason as to why there wasn't any objection when the main perpetrator who was harassing the victim was white, right? But with a white victim. And then they had black with a black victim. I don't know. I just feel like you're creating a stereotype by insisting that it doesn't happen, especially when you look at the breakdown of statistics and the people who are coming in illegally from different countries and the commission of crime as it relates to those demographics. I mean, it's pretty obvious. This is where it's like when the UN came out with an ad, they were talking about child marriage, and it was an ad where they were trying to advocate against it, and it showed this, you know, this blonde-haired girl, when in fact over 90% of the people affected by this are in Islamic communities. And they come from Middle Eastern nations like Somalia, things like that. And that's, so the ad wasn't even in any way accurate. If it was accurate, it would have showed a girl of color with a headscarf on or a hijab or something, because those are the people that are sold into or put into these marriages with much older men at youth. And heaven forbid, the United Nations, they couldn't deal with that. So they had a blonde stereotype stand in. And you would think that that would be a grave injustice. You would think that the left would want to be consistent and say, well, now you're robbing, you know, brown girls of the attention to have their stories told and justice delivered, because you're portraying all of the people affected as though there's some Norwegian princess. And it's a case of the left literally whitewashing statistics, and at the expense of the real victims, which are young brown girls. And the left doesn't seem to realize that. I mean, it's one of, I don't know if they're just so stupid or they're just so close to the issue that they don't believe how undeniably racist they actually are. But I would think that whitewashing who the real victims are in that instance, I mean, that says a lot, right? I mean, because it's younger girls of color. And then they had like this faceless, pale, blonde-headed looking thing that they had, that the UN used as their ad. So what gets me is, so this, what is this organization? This organization over in Britain, it's the Advertising Standards Authority, the ASA. And it's a bunch of killjoys who sit together and figure out how to make the country so horrible that no one wants to exist alive within it. And they claim that the ad was, quote, offensive. And they say that the ad perpetuated a negative racial stereotype about black men as perpetrators of threatening behavior, even though it is an ad that has been remade a million times and they always had white perpetrators. They said, quote, we concluded that the ad featured a harmful stereotype. It was irresponsible and likely to cause offense. So they pulled the ad. That is one of the dumbest things I've ever heard in my life. They actually pulled the ad. I mean, if you look, by the way, and break it down, the Center for, this is actually their own government statistics, when they broke down the sexual offenses by nationality in the UK, the top five included Afghanistan, Somalia, Sudan, and Algeria. So they were all Muslim-driven countries. I mean, you're looking at, with Afghanistan migrants or illegal immigrants in Britain, it was almost 75%. They led in terms of that subgroup. They led in sexual assault. So, I mean, it's not without justification, but they had white perpetrators before. I don't understand this idea of pretending that there are a subset of people who've never done anything wrong. And then also, while you complain about inclusivity, when inclusivity is practiced, you don't like inclusivity because it's not the type of inclusivity that you want. You don't get to, like, I mean, there, what gets me is that they're so obsessed with the ethnicity of the perpetrator and not justice for the victim. That's just stunning to me. And they wonder why they're in this position that they are at all. I mean, why is it a stereotype, though? Let's ask the question. I mean, when you break down and you look at some of the stats. So a couple of other things. New York Post has this story of what they describe as a shocking homophobic display by high school students in a California school district. So the kids all had shirts that had letters and numbers on it, and they were going to pose for a senior class photo, and the words on their shirts said "Always Legit, Class of 2026." And that's what they were, that's the shirt that they were going to have. They had those shirts on and they posed for their class photo. Well, then they decided to change it up and reorder themselves to wear the shirts spelled out the F word with two G's that describes gay people.
Or
Or a bundle of sticks. That's correct. Or the end of a cigarette butt. Right. You know, there's also that. So, and then they posed with that. And everyone's saying that it's homophobic. I feel like people need to stop saying that stupid word. It's so dumb. I doubt that any of these kids are quote unquote homophobic. It's funny. Shut up. It's just, is it a crude joke? Of course it is. And you know what? That is why they, as teenagers, probably did it, because it pushes the envelope and it's crude and shocking. And that adds to the hilarity in their minds to it. People, just stop picking on the youth. I cannot stand these predatory grown-ups that fetishize everything that the youth does, and they're always picking on them. Just stop. And of course, it, you know, it's circulated everywhere. Oh my gosh. And the students, you know, they're now they're all in trouble. It was at Redwood High School. They're like, oh, it's completely inappropriate, et cetera, et cetera. And they took disciplinary action. I hope nobody was suspended. But it is not the end of the world. And by the way, they used the six for the G. And the...
Yeah.
It's I mean, stop.
It's California.
It's California and they're teenagers. Just everyone calm down. Get some smelling salts and calm the hell down. This is so asinine. I mean, and it was kind of a prank that they were doing it. But that's the word that it spelled out. I mean, it's funny and I'm not going to pretend that it's not. I'm just, stop it. And you guys know it's funny. There's people out there who are laughing their heads off at it and are like, and publicly they're going, oh, no, no, this is so bad. Just stop being so uptight. Oh, my gosh, just stop. It's so annoying. And they were all, you know, it was a joke. I seriously doubt that they're hateful people or that they are afraid of gay people. I'm just so done with this stupid stuff. By the way, are we going to get aliens? POTUS, real quick. He said that based on tremendous interest shown, I will be directing the Secretary of War and other relevant departments and agencies to begin the process of identifying and releasing government files related to alien and extraterrestrial life, unidentified aerial phenomena, and unidentified flying objects, and any and all other information connected to these highly complex but extremely interesting and important matters. God bless America. Oh, please, let's do this. I'm all ready for it. Mm-hmm. And he also hit Barack Obama on claiming aliens are real. He said he's not supposed to be doing that. He made a big mistake giving out classified information. Yeah. So they're real. Can we play? Do we have time?
Yeah.
Play it real quick.
Real quick.
Ooh.
Barack Obama said that aliens are real. Have you seen any evidence of non-human visitors to Earth?
Well, he gave classified information. He's not supposed to be doing that. You know,
so aliens are real?
Well, I don't know if they're real or not. I can tell you he gave classified information. He's not supposed to be doing that. He made a big mistake. He took it out of classified information. No, I don't have an opinion on it. I never talk about it. A lot of people do.
They're real.
A lot of people believe it.
They're real. Look at his face. They're real. He's trying so hard not to laugh. And then Peter Deese, he's so earnest. It seems like they're real, Kane. I'm going to go and say they're real, Alex, for $200. They're real. And they're
I think we just accept the fact that they're real. And that way we don't have to be, you know, like drug around by our emotions when they try to make this a global psyop.
I'm just bored with like the regular troll people. So I want something new, right? I want some aliens to come down and shake it up. Like from space. That's it. Yeah, just shake it up a little bit.
Rewards programs are a lot like pop culture. They can be hard to keep up with. But with Venmo's new rewards program, Venmo Stash, rewards are so easy because the more you do, the more you get. And you choose the bundle of brands you get cash back at. It's giving fiscal queen. It's giving star. It's giving up to 5% cash back at your favorite brands. Just pick a bundle of your go-to spots to shop with your Venmo debit card and earn cash back at them. Do more, get more with Venmo Stash. The Venmo MasterCard is issued by the Bancorp Bank N.A. Venmo Stash bundle terms and exclusions apply. Max $100 cash back per month. See terms at venmo.me/stash terms.
She loves it hot. He loves it cool. The Pod by 8 Sleep is a smart mattress cover that fits on your bed and keeps each side at the perfect temperature all night long. By staying comfortably warm or cool, the Pod helps you sleep deeper and wake up feeling more rested. Every morning, you get daily health insights and a sleep fitness score. Get up to $350 off with code DEEPSLEEP at 8sleep.com.
and now. All of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
So a Caltech genius was found. He was shot and killed on his front porch. Carr Grillmayer was a Caltech astrophysicist at the Infrared Processing and Analysis Center. Interestingly, Kane, he specialized in galactic astronomy and dark matter, stellar streams, galactic structure, exoplanets, led projects on Hubble and Spitzer telescopes. I'm just sure it's probably just a really crazy coincidence, don't you think so?
Yeah, he's one of the rare people that would have some info.
On what, the aliens?
Yeah.
So you're saying that they killed him to make the aliens keep him a secret, even though Barack Obama's out there running his mouth?
Or some disclosure that he would have, you know, he'd be privy to that they don't want him releasing, yeah.
I mean, I really hope it's aliens or I'm going to be just so disappointed. It better not be people time traveling either. I don't want any stupid time travelers from the future. That doesn't count. Those aren't aliens. Those are just more annoying humans. I want actual straight up like interdimensional or either not interdimensional, but outer space, deep space entities. I want them to be weird and maybe even gross looking and questionably hostile. That's what I want. I do not want people from the future coming back to aggravate the absolute hell out of all of us. We have too many people in this timeline already. Stop it. I know, it's such a joy. Moving on. We also have a beauty influencer lost over $140,000 after a filter glitch revealed her true face. And dude, that girl was fugly.
It's a guy, though.
I think it's a dude. I know there was one dude that was pretending to be a female biker, and it turned out he was a dude, and he was using all these crazy filters. This is, of course, she's Chinese, and apparently it is a girl, but she is so, I mean, it's not that she's ugly, but after the filter comes off, and then you see her, she's like a different person. She looks like a damn alien, like she's the Michael Jackson skin color. So like bright fluorescent white. It's just weird. We have Brendan Carr up next. Stick with us.
Rewards programs are a lot like pop culture. They can be hard to keep up with. But with Venmo's new rewards program, Venmo Stash, rewards are so easy because the more you do, the more you get. And you choose the bundle of brands you get cash back at. It's giving fiscal queen. It's giving star. It's giving up to 5% cash back at your favorite brands. Just pick a bundle of your go-to spots to shop with your Venmo debit card and earn cash back at them. Do more, get more with Venmo Stash. The Venmo MasterCard is issued by the Bancorp Bank N.A. Venmo Stash bundle terms and exclusions apply. Max $100 cash back per month. See terms at venmo.me/stash terms.
She loves it hot. He loves it cold. However you sleep, the pod by 8 Sleep adapts to you. Get up to $350 off with code DEEPSLEEP at 8sleep.com.
Keep your finger on the pulse with the Dana Show podcast, delivering timely news with insightful analysis whenever you want, straight to you on YouTube, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, so from everything that I know, you know, the FCC potentially was the threat. And this is one of the reasons that I filed the Freedom of Speech Act of 2025. So I filed that last year, dealing with the FCC. I think I actually filed it around the time that they decided to cancel Colbert, or it was around the time of Jimmy Kimmel, one of the two. So I actually filed a bill because what we're seeing is that they are trying to limit free speech. And we know that they also are specifically targeting journalists. They are specifically targeting those late night shows that they don't like.
This is one of the dumbest things that we've ever had the misfortune of dealing with. And we're all dumber for having heard any of it. And unfortunately, they will not stop because it's a money-making apparatus. Welcome back to the program. Dana Lash with you. You can listen coast to coast. Also follow along digitally. Joining us right now on this, FCC Chairman Brendan Carr, who, you know, he's been accused of banning Jasmine Crockett, banning James Tallarico from being on Colbert. I mean, the way that I understand it, you know, Chairman, is that you have the power to basically control all of the airwaves. You're like a sorcerer there in D.C. But the real truth is actually a lot more nuanced. I mean, this has been established law for equal time that goes back to the 1930s.
Yeah, what's so interesting about this episode, I think it's very revealing and it confirms why so many Americans simply don't trust the legacy national media outlets. So I woke up on Tuesday morning and saw a tweet from one of the political candidates in the Democrat Senate candidate race saying the FCC refused to air this ad. And then I saw them merchandising and saying, this is the ad Trump doesn't want you to see. This was the first that I had ever heard of it. And the media, of course, given their priors and their beliefs that Trump is terrible, they ran with that story. And then the second layer of the hoax came out and they were saying, well, it wasn't the FCC, but it was CBS itself that wouldn't let us air it. And then an hour or two later, CBS put out a statement and said, no, we told Colbert that he could have that interview and they could air it. They just need to be mindful of the equal time rule. But Colbert and that political candidate apparently, you know, cooked up this entire hoax to drive clicks and dollars. And the real person they were trying to pull one over on was Jasmine Crockett, because she's running against that politician. And so they wanted to amp up the views and the clicks for him. But to your point, there is this thing called the equal time rule. It goes back decades and decades. And it says, if you're going to have one legally qualified candidate on, you have to offer a comparable time and placement to all others. That doesn't mean that Colbert would have to interview them or have them even on that show at all. Just the broadcaster gives them comparable time and placement. So that rule's been on the book for a very long time.
Yeah, FDR signed that. But somehow the accusation is that Trump, probably through your sorcery, was able to go back in time to 1934 and sign that instead of FDR, and then have it, you know, fast forward to current era, have that applicable only strictly towards Stephen Colbert at this particular time. And that's true. I mean, it being in broadcasting, even though we do a podcast and we're digital, you know, what you and I are doing right now is going across airwaves all over the United States. We have hundreds of affiliates around the country. And we have to be mindful of the equal time rule, even what we do. And it's not that, you know, it's not something that FCC is forcing us to do. That's, we just, if they ask it, if there's a, if we have a candidate on within, what, 30 days towards a primary or 60 towards a general, you have to make sure that you're accommodating, you know, everybody that's in that race. And it seems like, sir, it seems like Stephen Colbert didn't want to have a bunch of Texas lawmakers, namely Jasmine Crockett, as you just mentioned, you know, have to deal with her on his show as well, because ultimately that's what would have happened.
Yeah, the entire purpose for Congress passing this law originally was they did not want sort of media gatekeepers in New York and Hollywood deciding the outcomes of elections. They wanted the people, the voters here, Texas, to make that decision for themselves. And so this is not a censorship regime at all. It's actually quite the contrary. This provision doesn't stop you from having any interview. It simply says, you know, offer comparable time and placement to other people. Now, over the years, there was an exception to the equal time rule. It was called the bona fide news interview. If you were doing a bona fide news interview and Congress was thinking of stuff like Meet the Press and other things, we have legitimate journalists asking a wide variety of questions, offering space and time to different candidates to come on. If you were bona fide news, you didn't have to comply with it. Now, over the years, people have been misreading or overreading FCC cases to have that exception swallow the rule. And they thought that every late night show, every daytime show, no matter how partisan, qualifies as a bona fide news program. We've been reminding people that's not what the law says. That's not what FCC case law says. And in the case of The View and in the case of Colbert, they haven't made the case to the FCC that they qualify for the exception. So they should comply with the default position and offer equal time. But again, like you say, people should just do that as a matter of, you know, journalistic practice. Let's hear from a variety of people.
And isn't that, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong on this, but isn't that the issue that was invoked as well when Kamala Harris was on 60 Minutes and it was within the time, the period of the general election, and then the Trump campaign initiated legal action in response to that and they had to accommodate him somehow? I mean, that's the exact same rule that they relied upon, yes?
Yeah, that's exactly right. So Kamala Harris was snuck on Saturday Night Live Tuesday election. And the reason why that one actually wasn't controversial is because the FCC has previously said expressly Saturday Night Live is not a bona fide news program. So Comcast knew that they were sort of caught red-handed there, and they quickly turned around and offered Trump comparable time and placement, according to their theory of the case. And also, it was Hung Cao, who was running for Senate in Virginia, because they had Tim Kaine on that same program. So they made at least some effort to give them some comparable time and place. That's the exact same issue that we're seeing here as well. You're right.
I just think it's unfortunate that they decided to take a decision that they made, not an actual ban, and in a fabulous way, manifest this like crazy narrative that it's you and POTUS that were doing this, when it's really them. And they were banking on the American people not knowing. And a lot of podcasters who've never had to deal with, you know, federal regulation of public airwaves.
Yeah, no, it's a total indictment of the fake news media. I mean, what happened here was obvious to everybody that wasn't suffering from a terminal case of Trump derangement syndrome. It reminds me of that meme where someone takes a stick and pokes it through the front spokes of their bicycle wheel and they stumble onto the ground and they start blaming other people for it. It was a total, you know, self-Streisand effect moment. To some extent, you know, hats off to them for realizing that the media would fall for it and give them extra views and extra clicks. But, you know, frankly, it's not that complicated because, you know, the legacy media just, you know, falls for this sort of stuff. And when they were corrected, you know, there was no real correction. There was no real holding of accountable to the people that perpetrated the hoax. They didn't feel bad that they were used. They loved it. I mean, the fake news media ate up that story like slop. When they were told it wasn't true, they did not care. They were so happy to have played a small role in that hoax. And to me, that was just the most revealing part of all of this.
Yes, yes, a very revealing. Last quick question for you, because you mentioned The View. I know that there's an investigation into The View underway over a possible violation of that equal time requirement. What can you tell us about that? Because I know, from what I understand, Crockett and Tallarico were both on the program. So that means that others in the race now also have to be afforded, you know, comparable time, as you had said.
Whenever you have any legally qualified candidate on, the first thing you have to do is, as soon as practicable or as soon as possible, that's what the rule itself says, put a filing in your online political file. All broadcast stations have that. That simply says, we had this political candidate on, they got this many minutes and seconds. That's the notice that allows other legally qualified candidates to potentially seek out their comparable time. So with The View and Tallarico's interview there, they didn't make that filing. It appears that they're claiming that they're a bona fide news program, that The View is a bona fide news program. Okay. And so we are taking a look at that because at this point they have not made the case to establish that. So we are running that down as an enforcement matter. We have an inquiry underway and we'll see where that goes.
I like how just very gently you stated that. You know, we're going to look and see, but the evidence there doesn't really support the bona fide news program. I think a lot of us would agree with that. Yeah, that's interesting that they did not file that. I did not know that. I'm learning about that talking to you. Well, this is very interesting. We're going to continue watching it, but I appreciate your fight on this as well and correcting the record for everybody out there, because there were some people questioning this and we had to correct some folks. Like, no, we know that it's a very, you know, big time digital era, but these are the regulations over public airwaves and all of these are public airwaves. So
people say it's anachronistic. We shouldn't do it. There's so many different ways to get the news and information out there. That's fine by me. Go to Congress, pass the law. But you can also make the argument the other way. Because you can stream, because you can cable, because you can podcast,
right,
if you want to use the unique medium of broadcast, you got to comply with the unique rules of broadcast. So that's what we're going to do.
There you go. Brennan Carr with the FCC. Always appreciate it, sir. Thank you so much. Have a good weekend. Thanks for your time.
Yeah, good to be with you. Thanks.
Mm-hmm. You too. We have more to come, folks, as well. And he made a really good point there, because with digital, you can just, you know, go digitally and do all of that. But there are a lot of people who did not understand. And you got to think about this, too. You know, with the equal time, the very good point that he made is you don't want New York and you don't want like LA and DC to be able to control and just handpick whom they want. And remember where they're located and the types of ideology that staff those entities, right? I mean, all of the companies that run these public airwaves are leftist. I mean, without exception, even in conservative leaning companies, the only one that exists, you still have leftists there, and you're always going to run up against bias. And it was put into effect to prevent that. So without it, you're going back to all of the same left completely controlling the airwaves that we all, because of public airwaves and because of the structure of broadcasting, and you have you know, government channels, etc., your taxes do contribute to, you know, a portion of that. Clearly not as much as defense, etc., but, you know, it's still a taxpayer-funded thing, and they're all our airwaves. It's the public airwaves. It's something that we all have access to and we all can control. So there's a little bit of a differentiation there. So there are those regulations that they have to abide by. He raised $2.5 million, Tallarico.
Probably more now.
Yeah, and Jasmine Crockett is fit to be tied because she wanted to be the vehicle through which they did this, and now it's going to be this guy. So, and he's played it. Him. He's came from that Beto O'Rourke, John Ossoff factory, where they all look the same. Look at them; they all look the same. They dress the same.
It's true.
It's crazy.
Rewards programs are a lot like pop culture. They can be hard to keep up with. But with Venmo's new rewards program, Venmo Stash, rewards are so easy because the more you do, the more you get. And you choose the bundle of brands you get cash back at. It's giving fiscal queen. It's giving star. It's giving up to 5% cash back at your favorite brands. Just pick a bundle of your go-to spots to shop with your Venmo debit card and earn cash back at them. Do more, get more with Venmo Stash. The Venmo MasterCard is issued by the Bancorp Bank N.A. Venmo Stash bundle terms and exclusions apply. Max $100 cash back per month. See terms at venmo.me/stash terms.
She loves it hot. He loves it cool. The Pod by 8 Sleep is a smart mattress cover that fits on your bed and keeps each side at the perfect temperature all night long. By staying comfortably warm or cool, the pod helps you sleep deeper and wake up feeling more rested. Every morning, you get daily health insights and a sleep fitness score. Get up to $350 off with code DEEPSLEEP at 8sleep.com.
Subscribe to the Dana Show podcast, because who says you can't make fun of people while staying informed on your own personal time? Subscribe on YouTube, Apple, or wherever you get your podcast.
If they find enough evidence and really good evidence, because that list has a lot of crazy names on it. Mm-hmm. It's almost like a way to muddy the water so that you say, oh, well, you know, Whoopi's on the list, right? And so am I think. Why?
But because we can't pick and choose.
Wait, let me finish this, please. We're on the list because we were at a party or a wedding or something that somebody might have been. That's what I found out anyway.
Yeah, no, I was at
Trump's wedding to Marla.
Right.
Maybe Epstein was there too. Who knows?
I don't know.
I'm not guilty, obviously. But these other ones, how are you going to decide who's really guilty and who's not?
I think I'm going to apply their rules to them. Yeah. I like applying the law. So you're all perverts. I like applying their rules to them. Yeah. It's just the way it goes.
You're named in the files a bunch of times.
Yeah, like actually like talking to him.
Yeah.
Don't be like you were at a wedding with Epstein. You talk to the guy. Like, stop it. Welcome back to the show. Dana Lash with you. Yeah, you. It's a lot more than just that. I have a few things I want to try to like get through. The first is this is why Canada. I hope we beat them in hockey so badly.
Well, the females did.
The dudes are coming up today. Montreal Hair Salon is ordered to pay a very ugly woman who looks like a dude, but is not a dude. A non-button doesn't really totally look like a dude. She still looks pretty feminine. A non-binary customer, $500, because the booking form only had male and female haircut options. This is so stupid, I want to punch something. This is how the story goes. It says that this non-binary activist got a payout from a hair salon. She sued it because they only offered male and female haircuts. What are they supposed to offer? What kind of other haircuts are they supposed to offer? Humanoid cuts, automaton cuts, like what the hell? Alex Minot, who uses they them pronouns, says that she was so traumatized by the experience at Station Tent Hair Salon in Quebec that she was forced to take a year and a half off of work. She said she had to take a year and a half off of work because she could only choose from male or female haircuts from the salon. By the way, she got a dude cut. If you're going to try, don't sit here and be like, I don't know. She's trying to be a dude. She says, it's not fair and it's not legal to tell me you don't fit my worldview. So I don't want you as my customer. Yeah, it is. I wouldn't want you as my customer either. You're a stupid, whiny bee who's pretending to be a dude. Stop it. There's male haircuts and there's female haircuts. What do you want, a dog haircut? Because it's a groomer. What other haircut do you want? For real. Shut up. This is so stupid. They spent time on this. She said that she had to take a year and a half off of work to recover. To recover. Recover. She filed a complaint with the Human Rights Commission. It sounds like she's just a lazy leftist and she didn't want to work. That's what it is. She filed a complaint with the Human Rights Commission. And then the salon's co-owner disagreed and said the policy had nothing to do with ideology. I agree. They said that we have a by-the-minute pricing system. It takes longer for a woman's cut than a man's haircut. That is true. And she got a man's cut. The chick got a cut like a dude would have. So you can be a chick pretending to be a dude and be like, I want the dude cut. It's no one's, you're not, oh my gosh. If you're that fragile, I don't know. Maybe you need to get sucked up by one of the aliens that Barack Obama says exists, because maybe you're incompatible with this world, but you might just be gangbusters with theirs. I don't know. The salon owner was like, this is not about discrimination. It does take longer to cut a woman's hair than it does a man's hair.
Science.
That's absolutely true. So, and by the way, she's done this before. She went on a public health strike outside of a health insurance board because she wanted them to add gender-neutral X options to Quebec's health cards. She sounds like a giant pain in the ass, is what she sounds like. I have a haircut for an annoying person. What about that? Would you like an annoying person's haircut? Because you seem like you're an annoying person. Would you like that haircut? So stupid. This is so asinine. And lastly, do I have time? I don't think I do. I'll tell you Monday about how SecWar fired a trans wolf called Lilith Death Howl. Not making any of that up. I promise you that is not a Mad Lib thing. That's literally
it's
a real
Fort
thing.
Fort Drag. It's Fort Bragg.
Yeah, it's Fort Bragg, not Fort Drag. All right, Kane.
All right, stupidity. This is Juliana Stratton. She,
oh my gosh.
She has an ad she's
playing.
Censored?
Listen to this. Is this
Trump? Vote Juliana.
Trump. Vote Juliana.
Trump. Vote Juliana.
They said it, not me. I'm Juliana Stratton, and I'm proud to have lived my whole life on the South.
That's it.
I don't know any other adjectives but that. Yeah. I'm not going to tell you about anything I want to do for
no
the community.
Policies.
Just blank Trump. That's all I've got. Blank Trump.
Like
what about taxes? I don't know about that. What? Blank Trump. These people. This is why the aliens won't reveal themselves. Okay. Have a great weekend. I will be back with you on Monday. Find the podcast, YouTube, Facebook.
Rewards programs are a lot like pop culture. They can be hard to keep up with. But with Venmo's new rewards program, Venmo Stash, rewards are so easy because the more you do, the more you get. And you choose the bundle of brands you get cash back at. It's giving fiscal queen. It's giving star. It's giving up to 5% cash back at your favorite brands. Just pick a bundle of your go-to spots to shop with your Venmo debit card and earn cash back at them. Do more, get more with Venmo Stash. The Venmo MasterCard is issued by the Bancorp Bank N.A. Venmo Stash bundle terms and exclusions apply. Max $100 cash back per month. See terms at venmo.me/stash terms.
Are you a fraud-paying American? One in four tax-paying Americans has been a victim of identity fraud. With LifeLock, if your identity is stolen, they fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Last year, billions in refunds were stolen. Could be from your salary, overtime, or second job. Gone. But this year, you don't need to stay a victim. Because this tax season, fraud-paying American is something no American should have to claim. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Every year, people make the same fitness goal, train harder. But most fail because recovery gets ignored, especially connective tissue that muscles depend on to grow. Frog Fuel was developed by Navy SEALs and perfected by a Stanford-trained scientist, delivering 15 grams of nano-hydrolyzed collagen protein that digests in just 15 minutes. It's science-backed and ready to drink. No mixing, no sugar, no junk. This year, don't just train harder, recover smarter. Go to frogfuel.com. That's frogfuel.com. Stay unbreakable.